I was looking at the scholarship and the partnership that Prime Video has done with NIDA, and it would be
Yes.
life-changing for the people that receive these scholarships. Can you explain to my listeners what the scholarships entail?
Absolutely. NIDA and Prime Video have, as you say, just recently announced this fantastic scholarship program, which is really aimed at discovering new and diverse sort of Australian writers and directors, and through an $150,000 scholarship program. So the partnership is broken down across two $50,000 scholarships, which will be awarded to women and non-binary students with intersectional backgrounds to study Masters of Fine Arts or in directing or writing. And the remaining $50,000 is going towards supporting the 2024 directing cohort more holistically. So we're really excited about this partnership with NIDA and agree it's going to have a great impact on the students who are able to receive these scholarships.
Oh yeah, and they're able to use it to support themselves while they're actually studying. That's what it's
Absolutely.
designed for. Now, why did you decide to partner with NIDA, just as a matter of interest?
Yeah, NIDA is a fantastic, prestigious institution, and they deliver world-class, creatives who we've had the pleasure of working with as well across a number of our projects. And I think NIDA and Prime Video really do share a joint commitment to building out a pipeline of new and highly skilled voices and stories in the Australian film and television industry. And the purpose of these scholarships really is to improve representation in the industry. We want to remove, financial barriers and barriers to entry that are maybe there for, a number of people who have great stories and new voices and perspectives to share. And we want to provide these opportunities and pathways to women and non-binary people in particular to share these, diverse stories and really have that opportunity to hone their craft at one of the best drama schools across the world. I mentioned we've had a couple of alumni working on our projects, like, Kate Box, for example, is a fabulous lead in Deadlock. And, that series is a fantastic Australian series that has really resonated around the world. It was the top 10 in 165 countries worldwide. So hopefully, these new voices that we're training up will end up having fantastic careers, telling Australian stories that reach a really wide global audience.
And we shouldn't forget that Prime Video, I mean, this is a great opportunity for the people who receive these awards, and it's a great support for NIDA too, and recognition. But I mean, you're a business, and quite clearly, Australian product is actually something that you feel as a business is worthwhile husbanding, looking after, and building. And this is what you're finding. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, Prime Video is a global streaming service, and we've been, investing in Australian stories since 2019. We've commissioned 26 Australian originals, and we're, hugely excited about the types of stories that are coming out of Australia that are really making an impact worldwide. And we've had three big scripted originals come out this year: Class of 07, Deadlock, and The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart, which we've seen great success with. And those teams, they're an incredible amount of brilliant female voices behind those stories and in front of the camera. So we are continuing to invest in Australian stories, and that's also about, the practitioners who are telling those stories. So it's a commitment that we want to continue to make and really help build out the next and new pipeline of Australian creatives that we can be working with.
So, what's the practicalities? I mean, I know that the deadline for applying for NIDA actually has just finished. So, this is the first year that this scholarship's being offered.
Yes, that's right. So these scholarships will go towards the 2024 cohort of writing and directing students. The writing scholarship or application more broadly actually closes today. So if there are any last minute applicants that can rush in. And it will be across the entire year. And Prime Video is also going to be offering sort of industry support and mentorship throughout the year. So there'll be a lot of touch points for us and great opportunities for sort of network and early guidance, before entering the industry and profession more broadly.
So what does that look like? Tell me about that, because obviously it's about people being aware of the audience and the market for the entire world, not just locally.
Yeah, absolutely. So there'll be a number of touch points across the year, but we are really committed to sort of, offering that guidance early on, having that opportunity to actually meet with the executives on the Australia team, hear firsthand the types of stories that we're looking for, what makes an impact, what cuts through, and sharing our learnings and experiences about, what's been working for us as a platform, with our Australian stories that do often have a platform worldwide as well.
Say you're a person who applies and gets into NIDA, and you fall into this category. Is there a special application involved for the scholarship, or is it part of an overview that NIDA has in terms of selecting who would be appropriate?
So all the information around the scholarships can be accessed through NIDA's website, and they do offer a number of different scholarships. And really, it is just demonstrating a need, a financial need, first and foremost. And then there are particular different scholarship streams that are suited for various sort of people. Some are geared towards different areas. The NIDA Prime Video Scholarship really is about supporting the next generation of women from a diverse around array of backgrounds. So this is a particular scholarship, as we will have those touch points across the year with this cohort and the students that are awarded this particular scholarship. And then also, again, more broadly, just the directing cohort itself. We've been able to, support the additional sort of training in screen areas and the updating of some equipment. So really, helping geared towards a career in screen.
So would Prime Video choose, or is it a panel that chooses, or how does that happen?
That will all be going through the NIDA application process. So I believe once the students have put forward their applications, then there's a process of submitting the forms, and once they're completed, each student will be notified and a discussion will happen about which stream they're going through.
All right. I see. So it's a more complicated process. And of course, really, it's a very quite almost elite, really, because it's difficult to get into, and people are really ambitious for their future.
Yeah, absolutely. NIDA is such a, fantastic, prestigious institution with an incredible array of alumni. And we're really excited about the level of education, and the master's program in particular really is that sort of touchstone before, really honing in, specializing in your craft. And hopefully, the students that come out of these courses will be ready to step into the industry and come and work on, our next round of shows and movies.
No, I just can't get over how generous the scholarship really is. I mean, I my eyes almost popped out of my head when I saw the actual sum, and I thought, oh, you're really actually walking the talk, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're incredibly committed to Australian stories, and we really do acknowledge that these types of courses are difficult for some people to access, and we want to be supporting, not only the most experienced writers and directors in the country, but also supporting that new generation. And there's still many different Australian stories that are yet to be told, and voices to be heard. So we want to be a part of that.
Well, it's interesting because as women and non-binary people are actually getting into the business of making films and other types of moving image, we really are seeing quite a diversity of ideas and fabulously clever execution, aren't we?
Yeah, it's we're very glad to have, been a part of three shows, as I said, this year as well, that really do center on great female stories. But very, very different types of stories. I think, Class of 07 is a great example. Casey Anning wrote, directed, executive produced, a great high concept comedy series, which also featured an all female cast. So I think it's phenomenal these steps we're taking towards representation and different types of stories and really making sure, all Australians are reflected, in the stories that they get to watch on screen.
Yeah, it also has a big effect on the way something is told because there's been such a strong emphasis on, say, action and thrillers and other types of things. Not that there is a there aren't female directors in that area, but it really does actually tell you about stories that are told in a different way. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, often very authored pieces of work, really cut through as well. And it's great to be able to, support different voices and ensure there is that diversity of storytelling. And really, that is a big part of the aim of these scholarships is to make sure we're nurturing, voices that might not otherwise have had that opportunity to really hone their craft and, bring their stories to light. So we're very excited.
Great. Thank you very much
Thanks
for giving me some time.
so much, honey. It was great to talk with you.